Leaked Chinese government documents obtained by the ABC have provided the first hard confirmation that Australian citizens were red flagged for detention by authorities in China's restive western region of Xinjiang. The secret Chinese government bulletins are being released today by the ABC and 16 other media outlets in collaboration with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. The papers reveal that 23 Australian citizens from Xinjiang were monitored and may have been later detained within Xinjiang's system of detention camps. Dylan Welch with this exclusive report.
When Albanian academic Ulsi Yazizi travelled to re-education camps in Xinjiang on a Chinese government-sponsored tour 3 months ago, he believed that Western stories of mass detention and re-education were exaggerated. But then he saw the camps firsthand.
They were not extremists, they were not terrorists. They were normal people who believed in their God and believed in their identity as being Uyghurs and not Han Chinese.
Dr. Yazizi filmed a classroom of smiling young people from Xinjiang's Uyghur ethnic group dancing and singing. But when he spoke to the so-called trainees, he got a very different picture.
We were expecting to find here suicide bombers, terrorists, killers, and I started asking them and telling them, who are you? What is your crime? What have you done for ending up here? Somebody had prayed to God in public, which was considered a crime in China. Another one had put a hijab or a headscarf, which was also considered to be a crime in China.
The videos Dr. Yazizi took have since been used by the US State Department as examples of the insidious nature of the Chinese government's crackdown. Now, the ABC can reveal highly classified Chinese government papers from 2017, which provide a rare insight into a world of surveillance, detention, re-education, and forced labour designed to assimilate Xinjiang's Muslims. One document discusses how, using a government surveillance software platform called iJop, Beijing managed to detect 24,412 suspicious persons in just 1 week in June 2017. Maya Wang is the senior China researcher for international NGO Human Rights Watch.
The idea is to implement a system of restrictions of movement that can detect irregularities. For those who are irregular or strange, they're sent to political education camps where they are subjected to forced indoctrination.
Another document refers to 75 foreign citizens originally from Xinjiang who have returned to visit. 23 are Australian. The document instructs local security officials to deport those who have cancelled their Chinese citizenship.
Having these pieces of information are absolutely invaluable because I think it tells us the scale of the human rights abuses.
This is the first hard evidence of large numbers of Australians of Uyghur ethnicity being red flagged by Chinese authorities in Xinjiang. While the fate of those 23 Australians is unknown, it is possible some or all ended up in the camps. Adam Turin is the vice president of an Adelaide-based Uyghur association.
Every single one of us has a family member or a friend or teacher or student or neighbour who has been detained in concentration camp.
And that's Adam Turin from the Uyghur Association, ending that report from Dylan Welch. The Chinese embassy in Canberra and Beijing's Ministry of Foreign Affairs have both declined to answer questions from the ABC about the documents.